And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons, Area Vegetable Specialist with the Extension Service. And here we are.
Hey, don't say vegetables, but I'm now horticulturist.
Oh,
ornamental horticulturist.
Is that better
and
than...
And vegetable specialist.
And
we finally got Grant out of town.
I know, he left last week.
A lot of people don't realize this, see, but I'm kind of a budding plant.
You
see.
Smell like one this morning.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I was always stifled by Greg. See, see now he's out of town.
He talks faster than you.
And he always and I always kind of held back on my ornamental credentials.
I didn't want to show him up.
I didn't want to make it. You know, he doesn't have a PhD. I never mentioned.
Well, that's where he's gone.
I never brought that up.
He's way over in the Bayou Country at LSU.
Maybe when he comes back, you know, I can look at him as somewhat of an equal. But that's why he's over there trying to get equalized.
That's right. Well, you were an inspiration.
But anyway, he's gone now, and so I can really shine. I can really shine, and on these Tuesday programs, I'm going to shine, you know, like a new star, and really give out the ornamental information.
What do you want to start with?
Well, I thought
covered the whole world last time.
Yeah, but see the thing about it is this guy he's like wading into a fish pond. He stirs the water, you know, but he never clears anything up. It muddies the water. So here I am to kind of clear things up on. Now, he started this stupid carnation thing, this German red carnation, you know, fragrant thing. You can't.
Got me all excited.
The only reason I'm kind of interested in it is that you can eat it. You know, one nice thing about it, you can eat it, but I got a little kid that eats them all the time. And it's let's see, I think it was red. We were looking for a pink one and a white one.
Right.
And we couldn't find them. So we got to looking for them. And it's kind of like a, it kind of looks like a dianthus. But I think it is a dianthus. Mm-hmm. But they call it a carnation. But why would they call it a carnation if it's a dianthus?
Looks a little like a pink, what we used to call a pink, too, doesn't it?
Well, a pink is a dianthus, I think.
All right.
Or is a pink a carnation? Wait a minute.
Baby carnation.
We're getting a little confused. I tell you what, why don't you get Greg on the telephone?
Let's pick up the phone.
I may not be as pistol as this about it. Have you got him? Greg. Oh, Greg.
Come on in.
Hello.
Yeah,
I'm studying. Don't bother me now.
Get a little closer to that phone, will you? All right.
What do you want? I just left, John. I thought I left everything in good shape.
I forgot about the carnation.
Straighten this dude out, will you?
Red carnation.
Yeah.
Are they available?
Is he back on the problem of whether it's a pink or a carnation?
That's right.
He has the same problem. One good thing about Parsons
or
he was always predictable. You know, he was always going to make a bleep of himself on the radio. We could predict that. So he's probably done it again. All carnations are dianthus and all pinks are dianthus.
If it was single...
They call them pinks or dianthus. If it's double, it's a carnation. So that's simple.
How about the size?
You would think a simple person like Parsons. Could you hold it down? You're interrupting the phone call. This is long distance.
How about the size? Yeah, who's paying for this call anyway?
WAI, you don't think I've got any money now. I'm unemployed.
LSU's paying for it.
No, they're barely paying for me.
I know the Aggies aren't.
But it got the flower a little larger than the size of a quarter. They're available in local nurseries, or they were when I left. So I want everybody to purchase them and plant them. It has to have a well-drained soil, and you do need to keep the hedge clippers sharp because each time when it blooms out, you need to go through it with big shears and just shear off the old blooms, and it'll bloom continuously. Never makes a huge display of flowers, but always has some flowers on it. You can wear it for a boutonniere. You can use cut flowers inside, or like Dr. Parsons' little boy Jeremy, you can feed them and save on the lunch bill.
we're at the halfway point. Even on the phone now, as they say on the Carl Wigglesworth show, you hang on there, Greg, and we'll be back.
As long as you're paying for the bill, I'll hang like a monkey.
Somebody will be there, and we'll get back to Parsons and to Greg right after this. Okay, we still got our line all the way over to East Texas. Are you in East Texas, or are you already down in LSU?
I are in Baton Rouge.
Already?
That's right. Yeah. We got to get things set up and going.
I like that. You learn in a hurry
That's
over
right.
there, don't you? Okay, what else were we going to talk about, huh?
Most people that knew how to do a garden show would probably next ask,
how do you plant
when
it?
Do you plant it?
Yeah,
I realize you've been on this show so long, or I assume you're still
on
here.
Go on.
It's a cool season plant, so it likes cool weather, which means now is the time to plant it. Fall, winter, and spring are the times to plant it. Summertime is not the time to plant it. So take advantage of all the cool weather anytime during the fall, winter, and spring to get it in the ground. It's available in 1 gallon pots and occasionally some 4 inch pots. pots, but regardless of the size, it's a plant that's what they call endemic to the area. It's been here for possibly over 100 years. The German people brought it in and have kept it for all these years, but it's just now been made available to the public. So take advantage of it, plant it, eat them if you like parsons and you're starving to death, and enjoy the flower.
Now listen, I'm still a little bit confused. When I go into the nursery, what do I look for or ask for specifically?
You look for a walker, first thing, and some help to find the plants. But it's German red carnation. It's a miniature carnation.
Okay.
Yes.
German red carnation.
Right.
All right.
It's a miniature carnation.
Man, we got this thing cleared up.
Now, I've got some books that I have to read and some papers to study for, yeah. So why don't you give Parsons a chance to see if he can't finish something up for once.
We appreciate the time all the way from over in Louisiana.
I can handle it.
Come on in.
I just slipped a little bit.
Yeah, you did. You got yourself, so you recovered.
Slipping.
You look better.
But that, you know, interesting, we put that in the paper looking for the pink and the white. Yeah. And by the way, if anybody has one, and of course you'll know it because it's the only one blooming at this time of year, the pink and the white stripe. But a lady called me that said around 1955, I think she said it was around 50s, they had some type of combination of wet weather and cold weather that wiped them all out, the pinks and the whites and this particular one.
Yeah.
And she had tears in her eyes. She was so excited about it being back on the market and immediately went out and got it. So, of course, I didn't know this plant from any, and this was found, Greg didn't mention this, in New Braunfels.
Oh,
but it's associated with the German community. It is a German heritage type plant. So, anyway, I think people get a kick out of growing it. I certainly have. It's not a showy thing, but the color is pure and it's fragrant, and something about it just really, really attracts people to buy it. So it's limited supply. So and that's why we really haven't talked about it very much, because there are so few of them available. So people need to give them a try and see how they do. They do fairly good in the shade, but really do their best in the spring in the full sun. The nice thing about them is, they bloom all summer and into the fall, but they really give a show of bloom, kind of like dianthus of pinks. Did we get that straight now?
No, almost. Yeah, so, almost.
Now, what was it?
Same family.
If it's double, it's not a dianthus, is that right?
Well, I think so.
Weren't you listening?
Yeah, but
are we
going
to call him back? If it's double, it's a carnation. I listened to what he said.
Well, he talks so fast, I can't take notes.
All right, now on the next program.
Yeah.
Now, I slipped a little bit on this.
Yeah, you did. I know.
But see, I'm rusty.
Not often.
But on the next program, I'm going to talk about something I know. I mean,
you're going to give us a hint?
We're talking roses.
Roses.
I mean, you know, Greg used to say that if you come in a room with him and have a leaf of one you want identified, just throw it in the air, and by the time it hits the ground, he could call the name of it, you see.
They don't call this man Bud Little Jr. for nothing.
Mine, you have to drop it halfway to the floor, see. It takes me a little shorter period of time, but we'll talk about the San Antonio Rose. I don't care if San Antonio is a hundredth, you know, the hundredth worst place on earth to live.
Yeah, somebody
we've got a rose that'll even grow here.
Okay, good deal. Hey, you're learning fast, and we'll have to call Greg again one day.
No, I don't know, but I don't need him anymore.
Oh, that was
Forget
the last
it.
Time.
That's All it. Right. That's the last time.
Dr. Parsons, he's been with us, and by telephone, Greg Grant joined us once again. And Dr. Jerry Parsons, horticulturist, vegetable specialist,
right.
pretty
That's
good
right.
Rosarian.
On Tuesday, only
whatever.
On Tuesday.
Only on Tuesday. Never on Sunday, but he will be back again on Thursday. And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons. He just waltzed into the studio with a handful of roses that you never smelled better in your life. Wait a minute. Let me introduce you properly.
Steady now.
He's the vegetable specialist. He is the horticulturist.
That's right.
And he's a rosarian par excellence.
And babysitter and man about the house and house husband.
General
and
advisor
kind of
the whole bit. What are we going to talk about?
Anyway, you know, Greg Grant's gone.
I know.
Now, I don't want to hear any cheering. You know, whenever I say that, I hear cheering all over the area because, you know, they said he talked too fast, you know, and he's kind of obnoxious. Now that he's gone, I can say he was really kind of ugly to you, my grandson.
Well, listen.
I hated him. You know, he didn't treat you with the respect that I always
I heard time and
with.
Time again that he learned that from a certain fellow.
He was young, and so we could forgive it, and you're old,
impressionable.
And you'll forget it, so it ain't about 30 minutes, so it's no problem. But anyway.
I want to go see him at an Aggie LSU game, see which side he sits on.
Is that right? That is going to be a dilemma.
Oh, really?
He may be in the middle of the goalpost or something.
Strung up.
All right, but anyway, we you know, when people leave, it's kind of like dearly departed. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like a death. No, it's
not quite that.
This has really been happier than a death. It's more like a.
Depends on who dies, I guess, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something that's really joyous. It's more like Christmas, you know. Anyway, he's gone, but
calls
not forgotten.
For a celebration.
Gone, but not forgotten. You've seen that on the television.
Let's talk about roses.
Anyway, you know, we try to, when the dearly departed, we try, and even the departed. Greg wouldn't be dearly departed, he would be departed. But anyway. The departed, you try to think of some good things that they mm-hmm. left us, mm-hmm. you know, so some good remembrances. And now let's see, what's he been gone, 2 weeks now?
About two weeks.
And I've been working on it day and night for 2 weeks. And
to find something good.
The list is short. I've got one postage stamp already filled up.
Well, listen,
already.
You know, they can pick us up over in Louisiana. Be careful.
Already filled up. But anyway, one thing that I think, you know, because we mentioned the German red carnation.
That's right.
That's one good thing. And then two good things would be that he left. That's two good
that
things.
That too.
And three good things would be this San Antonio rose, this rose.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Now,
oh,
a lot of people say a lot of things about Greg, and most of them are true. But he was a good rose man. He is a good rose man. I don't guess they've killed him over there. They may be stuffing him in some boudin over there by now. But anyway, he was a good rose man. And you know, we had this San Antonio rose search.
That's right.
And
I
looked
remember
around
that.
Here.
Sure.
And we had that sucker. Really, the timing was not the best on that because it was during some dry weather. In fact. You know, we offered a reward for the oldest rose bush and found one that was verifiably over 100 years old. Mm-hmm. What I liked about that, there was bearing cats under there to fertilize it. You know, those are my kind of folks. But anyway, and it was the guy wrote up a history which we put in the paper, and he was describing it being out in the wild and woolies, and he was basically down here on the corner of Zazamore and Commerce, and he thought he was out in the boondocks. You know, I guess that is a long walk if you're walking to the Alamo, but he had one of the oldest roses. And but then as we looked around, we came down to what Greg decided, and I think everybody kind of decided that really was truly the San Antonio rose because it was yellow. It's kind of like the yellow rose of Texas. Mm-hmm. A lot of people had it, and it was disease free, and had a lot of real benefits to it. And so again, the problem was you couldn't buy the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You couldn't buy the thing. Of course, Greg immediately knew what it was, or he made up a name. Now, see, he could be made, you know, I never make up
names.
Who
knows the difference?
You know, that's the thing about it. I strictly go by the rules and regulations of botanical nomenclature. But now, Greg had a tendency to make up some names. Now, he'd see this rose, and I don't know whether he was embarrassed, you know, but he said, it's Miss Dudley Cross.
Sounds good to me.
Now, who would name something Miss Dudley Cross? I mean, that'd be like naming something Eddie Fannick, you know what I mean? I don't even know what Miss Dudley looked like, but she sounds ugly to me. But anyway, he said, and several other people agreed with him that it was Miss Dudley Cross. So the problem was that's not available, or available very rarely mm-hmm. on the market right now. So before Greg left, we got to finding some places that would propagate it for us, and next spring we'll be talking about Miss Dudley Cross. And when we get back, I'm going to describe this wonderful rose to you.
Yeah, let's take a break.
I'm going to show you
before you get deeper into trouble. We'll take a break, get back to Jerry for just a short shot right after this.